sing another one. Amen. Praise the Lord. This might be the shortest you've ever heard me preach, but that's okay. Praise the Lord. They'll be back tonight. We're going to turn them loose again. Amen. Take your Bible. Turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. By the way, you've heard some pretty good preaching already. I'm just glad you're helping yourself up here. That's exactly what I wanted you to do. Just help yourself. Turn loose. Amen. If you can't preach after that, you have no preach in you, you know. Appreciate you being here. God bless you. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. We've been preaching through the book of 2 Timothy together. We've come to these verses. Remember that it says, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. If you mark your Bible, I want you to mark a phrase in verse number 11. It's the phrase, it is a faithful saying. It is a faithful saying. I'm going to begin this message this morning. It'll probably take me 2 weeks to get through it, but we'll at least get started this morning. Our Father, we love you. Help us now. Thank you for the ministry that you're using the Rowlands to do. And I thank you for how you blessed my heart this morning. And I pray that you help us now as we come to your word just for a few moments. May you speak to us. May the will of God be done in Jesus' name. Amen. In our last message in this book, the Apostle Paul was giving young Timothy some things to consider. He told them, and he told Timothy to consider the power he needs, the passing of truth, and the pictures to illustrate. Now he continues with some thoughts to help Timothy in his God-given responsibility to carry the torch being passed down to him in the midst of a time of apostasy and spiritual declension. Now, these thoughts in our text today can come under the heading, it is a faithful saying. You know, the word faithful means trustworthy, true, or sure. In other words, the Apostle Paul wanted Timothy to understand that the sayings he was giving him were true sayings. That these statements were not statements that Paul was making up out of his own mind, but they were right here. They were not statements he was giving Timothy for false hope or motivation. He wanted Timothy to understand that these sayings were true. And by the way, these same sayings are still true today. Now let me pause here and say that it's possible that a human being can tell another human being something that's not true. It happens all the time. People lying one to another. However, we know that these sayings given by Paul are true because they help make up what we call the Word of Almighty God. God gave these to him under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So we understand that this is part of God's word. Therefore, every statement in it is a true saying. John 17, 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. 2 Peter 1, 21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy 3, 16, all scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Thank God this morning for his holy word. Everything it says, we can say this is a faithful saying. You know, our text is not the only time this phrase or a derivative of it is used in the pastoral epistles. It's used in 1 Timothy 1:15, for this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 3:1. This is a faithful saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. 1 Timothy 4:8 to 10. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe.
Titus chapter 3, verse number 8 says, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men." Now in our text today, verses 8 to 13, there are several sayings that we can say this is a faithful saying. I'm going to give you one of them this morning. It's in verse number 8. Here's the first thing that we can say. It is a faithful saying. It's a true saying. It's the truth. Verse number 8. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Number one faithful saying is Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. You know, the very first thing that Paul mentions to this young preacher is that he's serving the living Savior. He wanted Timothy to be assured of the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ was not still dead. He wanted Timothy to know the fact that he's alive. He's alive. Praise God. Jesus Christ is alive and doing well this morning. Romans 1, 3 and 4, concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein you stand, but which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Matthew 28, 1 to 6. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, toward the first day of the week came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay." Romans 4, 25, "Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification." Paul goes on to tell Timothy this is the reason he was suffering trouble. He wanted Timothy to know the reason he was being treated as a criminal was for the gospel that he believed and preached, in which the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a major part. And one reason the Apostle Paul was willing to be mistreated like he was being as he's penning these words, he knew one reason why he was willing to do that. He knew that he was serving the living Savior. He knew he was serving Christ who was dead, but death could not hold him. And he knew that he was serving the risen Christ. There was a particular third grade Sunday school class that had a special Down syndrome child named Philip in it. It said that the class didn't treat Philip very well, and one day it was close to Easter. The teacher brought in empty containers shaped like a large egg. The class was instructed by their teacher to go outside and find something that represented life to them and put it inside the container and bring it back in, put it on the table, and she would go by and just open up one at a time and discuss what was on the inside. The students went out and did that, and they were bringing their containers in, and she grabbed one container and opened it, and there was a butterfly in it. Grabbed another container, and there was a flower, and she was going straight down the line until she came to one of these containers, and she opened it, and it was completely empty. Nothing was on the inside. The students got upset and said, "Somebody cheated. Somebody didn't do their job. Somebody didn't do their assignment." Philip, the Down syndrome boy, said, "That's my container, teacher." I got upset with him and said, "Philip, you're always messing things up." And he said, "No, no, 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 no." He said, "It's empty. It's empty. The tomb is empty. Jesus is alive." And that's what life is to me. Not long after that, he died. And at his funeral, instead of bringing flowers down the aisle, his classmates brought those large empty egg containers and laid them all over his casket. You know what I'm glad of today? I'm glad that what these dear men sung about, and I'm glad that the Christ I preach and the Christ they sing about, I'm glad he's alive and he's doing well right now. Paul said, "Timothy, I know you're going through some apostasy right now." Not him personally, just in, you know, the attitude, the spirit of it. I know it's hard, son, but let me give you a faithful saying. Jesus Christ rose again. He's alive and He's doing well. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm glad that heaven's a real place. The Lord has died for our sins. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again. And He's doing just fine as I speak. I felt His presence today, didn't you? And I just want to leave this thought with you this morning. We'll continue with this tonight. May only get to one more tonight, if that. Amen. I'm turning them loose. I'm telling you, I enjoy them too much. Praise God. The fact of the matter is this, though. May we all leave with this thought. It's a faithful saying that Jesus Christ is alive.
Amen.
And He's doing well. Isn't that great?
It's great?
And by the way, if you don't know Him as your Savior, can I recommend Him highly to you? We're all sinners. Some saved by grace, others that are just sinners. But yet, the Lord's grace is wanting to reach out and call you to Himself today. And may the Lord have His way in our midst. Amen. I know what you're thinking. I like that 10-minute sermon. Why don't we have more of them? Well, let's get the rollers to move here and we might have it, you know. But let me tell you something. I feel peace stopping right there. Because if we let that thought right there sink in, that it's a faithful saying that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Folks, that's enough to carry you through life right there. And God add His blessing to it. Amen. Let's pray together, shall we? Our Father, help us now. Bless during this time. Bless this invitation. And our Father, would You draw people to Yourself? Would You do Your will, I pray. Thank You for the great singing. And I pray for this message this morning. Though brief, I pray, God, that You break it. And I pray You use it. May the will of God be done. Revelation 1:18, Jesus said, I'm He that liveth and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. As our musicians begin to play, maybe God's dealing with you this morning. Maybe during the special music, God was reaching down and pricking your heart. Maybe just this thought that I gave in the message this morning, that it's a faithful saying that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He's alive and doing well. Maybe you say, Jody, I know I'm a Christian. I'm saved. I'm born again. I don't hope so. I don't think so. I know so. I am a child of God because I've trusted Christ and Christ alone. If you know without a doubt that heaven is your home, would you raise your hand and be an honest person? Thank you. God bless you. You can put your hands down. Is there one today say, Jody, I don't know that. I do not know in my heart that if something happened to me that I'd go to heaven. Would you say, Jody, I'd like to know that. I don't know that, but I'd like to. By the way, all those folks who just raised their hand, there was a time in their life when they couldn't raise their hand either. But they're so glad they can now. Is there one today? I'm not going to come to your seat. I'm not going to call you out. I'm not going to embarrass you. But I need to know how to proceed so we can help you the best. Is there one today? Say, Jody, I'm concerned that I may not be a Christian. Or maybe you know you're not a Christian. Never trusted Christ. Or maybe you don't even know what that means. You say, Jody, would you pray for me? Again, I'm not going to come to your seat. Not going to call you out. But is there one today? Say, Jody, I'm not sure that I'm saved. I don't know that for sure. I do not know for sure that heaven is my home. But I would like to know that. I don't know that, but I would like to. I really would. Is there one like that today? Would you raise your hand? Anybody at all? Put your hand up, put it right back down. Anybody at all? My eyes are surfing. I'm looking. Maybe the Lord is dealing with you this morning. Maybe you have a special need, and maybe the music touched the nerve in what you're going through. Whatever it is. Let's do business with the Lord, shall we? Let's all stand together, please. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Father, bless the invitation time. Help folks who need to respond. Somebody who's not saved, help them to be saved today. Those who may were saved during the week, help them to come and make it public. May Thy will be done. Bless in a mighty way, in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, Brother Gary singing. If God is speaking to your heart,
If you need to be saved, you want to come to this altar, whatever, as Brother Gary sings, you come. Come on. First-time guests who are here, if you wouldn't mind to take your card out through the lobby. There's a welcome center out there. If you'll drop that card off, we've got a special present for you, a special gift, just to say thank you. Roland's also have some music CDs out in the lobby. If you'd like to get a copy of those, my wife and I have two of them. We're wearing them out, and I trust many of you will go by and get some of this good music. Hey, you gotta fill your home with godly music. This is a good opportunity to take advantage of it. No doubt about it. Just bow for a word of prayer, and I'm encouraging you, please be back in your place tonight at 6:30. Prayer meeting at 6:10 in the chapel if you want to come. It'd be a great thing. All right? I'm going to ask Brother Steve Mullins, sir, if you wouldn't mind to lift your voice and pray for us.